Hello, Robot or Not listeners. This is the time of year when we remind you, you can support this podcast by becoming a member of The Incomparable. Sign up for a monthly or annual pledge, contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 a month. Annual equivalents, of course, available. Just go to theincomparable.com/members and sign up. You can then pick which shows on the network you want to support. So if you just want to support Robot or Not, you can do that. Or you can spread the love around to other shows as well. And you get a bunch of extras for being a member. There's exclusive bonus audio, a bootleg podcast where you can hear episodes of shows after they're recorded, and a members-only community on Slack. It is great, and a lot of bonus episodes just for members are being posted right now during pledge season. If you're already a member, you can also increase your pledge to a higher level if you like and get some special goodies in return. If you'd like to support us, that's theincomparable.com/members to sign up. And thank you for listening to Robot or Not. Now here's one of those theme songs.
Consult the mirror before the microphone goes hot. Is it a robot or is it not? Is it a robot or is it not?
Here's another one from a friend. Our friend Joe Steele says, if a movie has 3,000 shots and 2,900 of them are visual effects shots like Avengers Infinity War, is it a live-action movie with effects or an animated movie with live-action elements? We could also throw in here, and this is not from Joe, but I hear people talking about the live-action Jungle Book and the forthcoming live-action Lion King, which, when I see the trailers, it looks much more like a photorealistic animated rather with some live action elements rather than live action. But certainly when I was talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I had the same conversation where I would talk about live action superhero movies versus an animated superhero movie. And I realized that the line there is not, you know, it's not as clear as it used to be, because of course all of the live action superhero movies have huge amounts of visual effects that are computer generated as well. So what do we do, John? How do we differentiate between live action and animation?
I think it's still pretty clear. Like, we're just finally now getting to the point where 100% of the shots in a live action movie have computer effects in them, as a common case, but that doesn't make it not a live action movie by a long shot. I mean, like, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but if what you're starting from are a bunch of things that were, you know, filmed, not the right word, but anyway, filmed with cameras, and then you add stuff to them, it's still a live action movie, right? And especially if you get to the, you know, if you have actors in the movie who are human beings and you film them, even if that you make a digital double for them for the stunts and for this scene and for that scene or whatever, it's still a live action movie. Like if what you do is you film the movie and then visual effects get added to it, it's a live action movie.
But what if I shoot backgrounds of real scenes and then everything that is inhabiting those scenes is a CGI character?
Right. So now in that case, I feel like you're not filming the movie. You are you're doing what they do in, you know, Pixar movies,
yeah,
or whatever.
You're taking background plates or whatever.
Or you take photos of leaves and use them as textures. Like, you are feeding into a pipeline for making a computer-generated movie. And especially if, like, zero of your characters were ever filmed on camera. Like, it gets a little bit sketchy where you get in things like WALL-E, where it's got live-action mixed in an anime movie, and then you have to go percentage-wise. Is WALL-E right. A live-action movie because it's got live-action actors in it? No, because they're in it for such a small amount of time, and our main characters and the story takes place, not those things.
Yeah, and like they're composited into a screen in the world that is animated.
And they're not on the screen for very long, and they're not the main characters. Sure. Like, if the main character was that guy inside the thing and there was just computer backgrounds, it would be the reverse. So I think the line is still pretty clear. The only place where we'll get past this line is when we finally get to the point where we can do photoreal humans and people don't know. Because now the only reason people know don't know is like, oh, well, you know, we replace the digital double for the part of this stunt and it morphs back into the real thing and it flies by so fast that you don't notice unless you freeze frame it. Even then, it's really hard because there's lots of motion blur, right? And that's why people don't know. But if you do a close-up of their face, most of the time, people can still tell, right? And never mind, like, it would actually be very expensive to do that, and you'd probably have to use performance capture. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay animators $1 billion. So, like, right. It's going to be a long time before that's even economical to do.
But I disagree in the sense, though, that I think the Lion King movie really pushes this, right? Where it's like, are there really animals And are they using them a lot, or are they using them as reference? Presumably, it's mostly digital animals that are being animated, and it's a movie about animals, not people. So
yeah,
it's,
but
it's
people
live
are...
action, but it's not live action.
Well, no, that's not, I mean, is anything filmed in Lion King? I assume it was all CG. But the thing about people is people are really good at telling whether people look right. People are less good about telling whether, like, cheetahs and lions look right, because we have no idea what they look like,
especially
when
they
talk.
Don't
care about the differences. Right, yeah. So it's much easier to do a convincing gorilla or cheetah or something than it is to do a close-up of a convincing human's face acting. So that is, I feel like, when you'll be able to make a movie that's entirely CG, but that will appear to be a live-action movie, and then live-action becomes basically a style. Right, so this movie is presented in live action. It looks like things would look like if we had filmed with the camera, even though we didn't. But we can't do that yet. Like, we can try. We can get close to what we call it photoreal. But we don't call it live action yet because it's not a style. It is a production technique. Right? Eventually, when the end result of the production technique of filming live action and the style that we call photoreal, the end product looks the same, that distinction doesn't become important. But we're not there yet, and it will probably be, you know, we'll probably be long dead by the time that happens. But for now, I think the distinction is still very clear. And movies like The Lion King, I'd have to know more about the production. I still feel like it is, because we're not at that stage, to determine whether The Lion King is a production, a live action movie or a CG movie, we have to know how it was made.
How it was made.
We can't just look at the movie.
I agree.
If it turns out the movie was made, I mean, actually, we'll probably just be able to watch the movie and say, look, they could never have trained an animal to do the things that animal is doing. So probably very, very vanishing small percentage of this is actually live action, and maybe 0%. Like, we can tell that as savvy movie consumers, again, because the technology is not there. But without seeing the movie and just seeing like a trailer or a couple of screenshots, we'd have to know about the production.
Yeah, the Lion King is funny. I mean, I know how much you love Wikipedia. On the disambiguation page for The Lion King, it says Lion King 2019 film, a 2019 live-action remake. But when you go to the page, what it says is it's a photorealistic computer-animated remake, which yeah. I think is probably more accurate, is they want to make, what if The Lion King was made as if you were seeing real animals talking and doing these things. Now, separately, I don't know why this movie needs to exist, but that's what they're doing. It follows on that Jungle Book movie, but the Jungle Book movie has real actors in it, plus lots of CGI animals. And I think maybe that's the line, right? Is that the Jungle Book is still a movie where they use people along and some locations, but also have just an enormous amount of effects and computer generated characters. The animals.
Yeah, what's really going to twist your mind up is when you think about the fact that I'm pretty sure this is true, the original quote-unquote animated Lion King was filmed on cameras. They just put the cameras in front of a bunch of animation cells and they take photos one frame at a time. So yeah, is that live action?
It's live action.
No, that's how we used to make animated movies. Yeah. But it is confusing the fact that you are literally filming an object in real life, just in a very strange way, one frame at a time in a very controlled environment.
On various pieces of paper. Yeah.
Robot or not.